in the garden. On Rosie on the House with Jeff Harper in Phoenix and Misty Warner with Romy up at Warner's Nursery and Garden Center in Flagstaff. Having a beautiful morning all the way across the state. Let's get back to some calls. We've got several coming in right now. They're all here. Let's get to John first. Mr. John, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you all doing?
Good, great, good.
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I've got a good-sized yard of Bermuda grass, and it's overrun with crabgrass. And I found some stuff online that supposedly kills crabgrass but doesn't kill the Bermuda.
Okay.
I'd like to wait till spring. My grass will go dormant coming up here pretty soon. I'd like to wait till spring to kill the crabgrass. My wife seems to think I should do it now. What do you all think?
Yeah, I would lean on towards agreeing with your wife. That crabgrass will kind of choke out your Bermuda grass. I take it you're not putting a winter lawn in?
That's correct.
Okay. But it will kind of choke out that Bermuda grass. And then when that Bermuda grass wants to come back in April or May, it may not be there and be strong enough to come back. So I would definitely, you know, get your product. I'm sure it's something with 2,4-D in it or Quincep in it, and take care of that, of the weeds right now.
Great.
Sorry.
Now, you win some, you lose some.
I know.
Now, let me ask you this, Jeff. Is that the kind of product that should go on now ahead of the storm, or should he wait till later in the week?
Well, if we are going to get rain, you know,
wouldn't it be a perfect day to be doing pre-emergent now?
It would be a good day to put pre-emergent, or fertilizers would be awesome to put down now too. I might want to wait until after the storm blows through
for that crabgrass killer.
Right, before I put any pesticide or insecticide or weed killer on my turf. You know, probably Monday or Tuesday would be just as fine. But definitely, you mentioned a pre-emergent herbicide, and that's kind of why I was leaning towards John. You know, putting it down now. Why let that stuff go to seed, and broadcast all that seed into the ground, so it'll be coming up again next year too. So, if you're not putting a winter lawn in, you know, you could apply a pre-emergent herbicide, and that might help with the crabgrass next year.
Very good. Roams?
Now, what lawn are we looking at here, Misty? And I can't imagine y'all have a very long grass season.
No, we don't. That's a Kentucky bluegrass.
That's the bluegrass.
Mm-hmm.
And what time of the spring does it come out?
Typically about April. If we have a good winter and we have a lot of moisture, you can start sometimes greening up earlier, but typically April, May.
And is that the most popular type of grass for Flagstaff?
You know, it used to be that is what they sold in sod, and we're really recommending going to more of a drought-tolerant fescue, like a sheep fescue or fescue blend, because of high water use, the Kentucky bluegrass. So we've just started taking out some more of the lawn and adding more ornamentals just to cut down on the water use.
And how long will that stay green?
Typically through October.
So that's a lot longer of a season than I thought.
Yeah.
So April, October. Gotta water it. Gotta. And when you're saying going drought tolerant, is that part of Flagstaff? Are y'all having a little bit of reservoir problems, or is it just conservation?
I think a little of both. I think, you know, we've had some water restrictions, and with things heating up, just makes sense to try and lower water bills and be more responsible with watering.
Very good. Let's see if
Let's see if we can squeeze in another call here real quick. We're going to go to Nancy calling from Phoenix. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning. I love your show.
Thank you, dear.
And I have a beautiful, quite large Caliandra fairy duster, and it's a hybrid between a red and a pink. And it has situated itself and wrapped the roots around the plumbing in the yard.
Okay.
Particularly where the sprinkler is, and which is why it gets a lot of water. And I need to take it out, but I hate to destroy it because it's a beautiful plant. And so I don't want to dig it out myself. I tried, and it's too hard. But I didn't know if anybody else in the world might want to come and dig it out and have it.
You just want to give it away?
Yes.
You know, I don't know. In my line of work, it's not really feasible to do that. I've got to spend, know, the amount of time and labor and effort for me to go out and dig something up, and you know, you've got to cut it back and then transplant it, and then you still got a, you know, 60-40% chance of it surviving, and I've just, you know, put a bunch of sweat equity into trying to save a plant, you know, and you can, you know, you go buy a pretty decent sized plant for $8 to $20. That's a little bit better use of my time and my labor. So unless you've got a friend that you know, someone that you know, lives on your block, or and they're willing to come over and remove it and try and take it back to their yard, that's really about the only feasible way.
All right, there you go. Miss Nancy, we appreciate the call. We've got Drew, Matt, Bonnie, and Jerry all on hold, but we're not going to have time to take y'all just right now. We'll have to do a bottom-of-the-hour break here and get caught up with the news going on around the world. Give me time to get on the NCAA scorecard and see what the early scores are, and then we'll be back to finish covering the Garden and Landscape Hour at Rosie on the House with Jeff Harper here in Phoenix and Misty Warner with Romy up at Warner's Nursery and Garden Center in beautiful Flagstaff, Arizona.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.